भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 24 वर्स नंबर 1। श्री राजोवाच भगवान् श्रोतुमिच्छामि हरेरद्भुत कर्मणा अवतार कथं माद्यम् माया मत्स्य विडंबनम्। शिल ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद। महाराज परीक्षित सेठ, द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हरि इज इटर्नली सिचुएटेड इन द ट्रांसेंडेंटल पोजिशन, येट ही डिसेंड्स टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड मैनिफेस्ट्स हिमसेल्फ इन वेरियस इनकारनेशंस। हिज फर्स्ट इनकारनेशन वॉज दैट ऑफ ग्रेट फिश। ओ मोस्ट पावरफुल सुखदेव गोस्वामी, I wish to hear from you the pastimes of that fish incarnation. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all powerful, yet he accepted the form of an uncommon fish. This is one of the 10 original incarnations of the Lord. I'm supposed to read Shloka 2nd and 3rd also. The translation is as follows. What was the purpose for which the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted this abominable form of a fish? Exactly as an ordinary living being accepts different forms under the laws of karma. The form of fish is certainly condemned and full of terrible pain. Oh my Lord, what was the purpose of this incarnation? Kindly explain this, for hearing about the pastimes of the Lord is auspicious for everyone. Purport. Parikshit Maharaj's question to Sukhdev Goswami was based on the principle stated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Bhagavad Gita 4.7. Whenever and wherever there is decline of religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise in irreligion, at that time I descend myself. The Lord appears in each incarnation to save the world from irreligious principles, especially to protect his devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam. Vamanadev, for example, appeared to save the devotee Bali Maharaj. Similarly, when the Supreme Personality of God had accepted the abominable form of a fish, he must have done so to favor some devotee. Parikshit Maharaj was eager to know about the devotee for whom the Supreme Lord accepted this form. Hare Krishna. So we are about to begin the pastimes of Matsya incarnation, the fish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So before that, I would like to seek blessings of all the assembled devotees. In this few first shlokas, Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring from Sukhdev Goswami that for whom did this fish incarnation appear? He was very anxious to know this. And because of his eagerness, he is asking these questions. And all of us know that it was for Satyavrat Muni that he appeared. The whole story, the whole pastime will be revealed in the subsequent classes. We know that this fish incarnation appeared as a very small fish when Satyavrat Muni was taking bath in his hands, and he said, please give me shelter. And then he was taken to a well, he became larger. Firstly, he put in his kamandalu. So sometimes when people hear of these stories of this bygone ages, they say that maybe we, who has seen so many years back. But I was just thinking that even now, the Lord performs such pastimes. If we see our Lord Gopinath, he also has performed all these pastimes which these 10 incarnations, the Dasha Avatar, has performed. I thought I could just relate how Shri Radha Gopinath are doing these pastimes live in this age. Like in this pastime of Matsya incarnation, we see that this small fish became larger and was not even fitting in the kamandalu. Then he was put in a well, he became larger, then was put in a pond, became larger, then he was ultimately put in the ocean. Similarly, Shri Radha Gopinath, he came to this place, in a very small place. And from this small place, started becoming larger. And now, you know, we find Radha Gopinath like almost occupying the whole premise. Sometimes I don't get updated which all flats we have occupied. But suddenly one day I see this saffron dhotis and kopins lying there. They appear like Vijay Pataka to me, you know, okay, one more this thing has been conquered. So Radha Gopinath is taking its own this thing. So that's how Gopinathji is doing this pastime of Matsya incarnation, just becoming larger and larger. And one day we are praying that it goes across the road also. And the next incarnation is the Kurma incarnation, which we have already discussed. And the Kurma incarnation is known for balancing this whole parvat, such a heavy weight, the Mandar Parvat on its back. And Radha Gopinath, we see that how Radha Gopinathji, when this devotee, when the first time I came to the temple and I saw devotees dancing in the Sunday feast program, I was scared to step on this temple hall because it was like a springboard, you know, it was moving. And only thing I could conclude that it's Lord Krishna, it's Gopinathji. So many thousands of devotees dancing on this floor, but it never breaks. So this is how Lord Gopinath takes the form of a Kurmadev and is nicely allowing devotees, so many thousands of devotees, taking the load of them and not allowing this floor to break. When I thought of Varahadev, how can I relate Gopinathji to Varahadev? Our temple has gone through all the phases. Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, all the senior devotees are here, they know. That once upon a time in early 90s, our temple was kind of declared to be a fallen kind of a outcast temple, and it had literally fallen, like the earth had fallen at the base of the Garbhodak ocean. Our temple had gone to that stage. And like Varahadev came and he picked up earth and placed again on the top. That's how Gopinathji again has picked up our temple. And now we see our temple has literally become a torchlight for whole of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Narsimhadev. Now Gopinath, previously there were so many these classes and schools and so many things around. And they were not like peacefully collaborating. Once I had seen in one of the newspapers, the newspaper reporter had come here and he said, okay, I want a photograph of this devotees doing kirtan. And Bhakti Rasamrut Maharaj and all of them had posed for a nice photograph. They were doing kirtan and he clicked the photograph. And some school children were playing. And the photograph had both school children and the devotees. And in the next day's news, they made up a news item saying that how this temple residents are troubling the school children and many, many allegations. So like troubling devotees. So that time, ultimately Gopinathji has acted like Narsimhadev and has thrown away all the demons from this premise. One more thing I could relate how Gopinathji has acted like Narsimhadev. Like Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked whether he is there in the pillar, he says yes, Krishna is there. And just to keep the word of his devotee, Lord Narasimhadeva appeared. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, when he was standing at Bharati Vidya Bhavan, he said that here we should have a temple. And Gopinath, in this mood of Narasimhadev, just to keep the word of his devotee, has appeared for all of us. When I think about Vamanadev, firstly we know that Gopinath deity itself is a very small deity. Especially I experienced this when first time I went to Mayapur, the huge Radha Madhav, and after that next day when I was back here in Gopinath, I was like filling this altar. Like in movies, we have this 70mm movie. So, you know, Radha Madhav was appearing like that and suddenly back to 35mm, small deity. But still, like Vamandev, it is stretching its leg all across the world through his devotees. So many devotees we see serving, like Krishnanam Prabhu is serving at Mayapur. This is how Gopinath as Vamandev stretching there. Not to conquer all these regions, but to send the servants to assist all the ISKCON temples all over the world. We hear of Gaur Gopal Prabhu going to UK, so it's Gopinath in the form of Vamandev, the leg is going there. And Govind Prabhu going to USA along with Gaurang Prabhu. And nowadays we hear devotees going to Malaysia, Baldev Prabhu and all those things. It's nothing but Gopinath is doing this pastime of helping the ISKCON centers all over the world, assisting as a servant. When we hear of pastimes of Parshuram, how he just kept on cutting the Kshatriyas, our Gopinath ji is cutting the anarthas of thousands and thousands of devotees who are coming. Like we see so many youngsters coming to the temple. So many anarthas are there, especially in young age and nowadays with so much of sense gratification available. But still we see festival after festival. Like Parshuram did it 21 times, he killed all the Kshatriyas. But here we have Prerana festival, 25th, 50th, 75th. Now I think I have lost count with the number of festivals. So much of by Gopinath's mercy, it's happening over here. Lord Ram, the next incarnation, he used monkeys for his mission. But I think I am like one of that useless monkey who has been used so much by Shishi Gopinath ji in the service. Balaram, the next incarnation, Balaram, as the name suggests, gives power. And Gopinath ji in the form of Balaram is empowering us, all of us. All these devotees are definitely empowered with lot of bala. The grahasthas especially, they come, chant their rounds, go back to the office. Whole day they work, and then in the evenings they have council meetings and programs, and then sleep at 11, again get up in the morning. All that energy is coming from Gopinath. Balaram is also the Haladhara, holding the hala. My sister who is BSc agriculture, so I was talking to her yesterday and she told me that in agriculture there is a lot of importance to Balaram because he holds the hala, the plow. Then the plow is important. So Balaram is Haladhara, and we see such nice Vada project coming up by the grace of Balaram, Baladev. As regards the Buddha incarnation, I felt that Buddha, who left his palace when he saw the sufferings, and then he took up to spirituality and renounced order of life. And Gopinath ji is inspiring so many devotees, especially in the Brahmachari ashram, who have renounced, like Buddha renounced so many things, who have renounced like good lucrative jobs and careers, like Tulsi Priya Prabhu was such in a good job and now he's working in a kitchen, just serving so humbly. So that's how I thought that how Gopinath ji is inspiring all the 10 incarnations. No, Kalki incarnation I have not spoken about because you don't know any pastimes of Kalki. So, and nobody wants to wait also till that point of time. But anybody stays back can complete the lecture that time. Next, I was just thinking that why only Gopinath, not only Gopinath is doing all this pastime of all the 10 incarnations, an empowered representative of Gopinath ji or empowered representative of the Lord can also do these pastimes of all these 10 incarnations. Like few days back, we had this this thing, a special darshan of Gopalji, where Srila Prabhupada was on the boat, Jaladuta, and he sees all the 10 incarnations. And I was just meditating on this picture and I was thinking that how all these 10 incarnations have also empowered Srila Prabhupada. Like I told, the same story of Matsya Avatar was just started in a very small thing and everything has grown up. Srila Prabhupada, a single person, goes to West and stands below a tree at the Tompkins Square Park. And then that's the small Matsya form. And then from there things start growing so much that all over the world we find now the ISKCON temples. Like a Kurma, Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Kurma to shoulder the responsibility of 108 temples. For us, it's such a struggle to, you know, just maintain one temple. All so many devotees are engaged. And Srila Prabhupada at one point of time managing 108 temples. Like Varaha, Varahadev lifted the earth from the fallen position. At the time of Srila Prabhupada, the Vedic civilization as such was considered as very, very, very kind of like nobody was respecting it. You know, even in my life I remember, if somebody used to say me the word Vedas, only thing I could relate is about Vedas is some smart Brahmana holding something in the hand and walking on the street and not seeing to it that nobody touches. That's what the picture comes in our mind, Vedas and followers of Vedas. But Srila Prabhupada has lifted up this Vedic civilization and has put up on the top again with this concept of Daivi Varnashram. Like Narsimhadev, Prabhupada used to be at times, whenever he used to meet these Mayavadis and whenever he used to meet those offenders of the Lord, he used to literally tear them apart by the empowerment of Lord Narsimha. Prabhupada, like Vamandev, also was a very short stretched person. But again expanded, went all over. Like Parshuram, he was also moving all over. Parshuram did it 21 times. Srila Prabhupada 13 times encircled the globe. And Srila Prabhupada always used to say that how Ram used the monkeys, I am using these monkey disciples of mine to just carry on the mission of the Lord. Following this principle of Haladhara, Srila Prabhupada established so many farm communities all over the world. And every time when we talk about these incarnations of the Lord, we find that ocean is a very common factor in most of the incarnations. Once Radhanath Maharaj had taken all the devotees on a boat yatra, and inside the Arabic Ocean, there was a satsang on a boat. And when Maharaj was told to speak, he spontaneously started speaking on ocean. And he said how all the avatars, most of the avatars, do some pastimes with the ocean. Now we are starting with the pastime of Matsya Avatar. And Maharaj said the whole pastime started from the ocean. Okay, how these incarnations, they are so merciful to the ocean god. Now, when we see this photograph of Dasha Avatar, like we develop this awe and respect now, but there are like people like scientists, and what they do most of the times is they try to relate it to evolution. You must have heard this concept. They say, okay, the life started as a fish. Okay, and then tortoise. Now, tortoise is amphibian, so living in the water, and such kind of funny concepts they come out with. And then from tortoise, next is Varaha, little kind of lower animal. And then they say that then the next incarnation is Narsimha, where there is mixture of lion and man. Such kind of theories they come out with. And now the animal is becoming man. And then they say that then Vamana, a short man, has come. And then he has evolved to Parshuram, but still violent person staying in the forest. And then becoming Ram, a cultured person. So all such rubbish theories, you know. Only thing they do, whatever, like, basically, it's all speculation. It's all speculation. They see anything, they start speculating. So you place them before the Dasha Avatar, they start speculating like this. Now about Darwin, who wrote all these theories, we have a textbook of medicine. And in this textbook of medicine, before the infectious diseases chapter, there is story of Darwin. His daughter actually died of tuberculosis at a very young age. And because his daughter died of tuberculosis, his whole research, he lost faith in God. And his whole research was directed towards, you know, like defining, to oppose the existence of God itself. That's what Darwin worked for. And all his theories, like for example, there were deers at one point of time, and then they were eating grass, and whole grass was over, and then they started jumping, and then a deer becomes a giraffe. That's how Darwin kept on proposing. Nobody has seen this. Now myself, because I work in the field of anatomy, where I study the whole body structure, whenever I see the whole body structure, I just feel that it's so difficult for this nice body to evolve, you know, from a unicellular organism. Like for example, in our nose, we have something called as swell bodies. Such a nice arrangement. Anything which comes in contact with air dries up. So actually our nose should dry up because it is in constant touch with air. But what happens is the swell bodies in one nostril swells up and only one nostril is working at one point of time. After some time, the swell body in the other nostril swells up and this shrinks and the other nostril starts working. This whole arrangement of every 15 minutes the nostrils keep on alternating just so that it doesn't dry up. Such a precise arrangement is there. It's very difficult that on its own such arrangement can just come into existence. So this Darwin, when his daughter died, all his this thing. Myself, somehow, because I work in this field where dissections and all take place, one day in our department, somebody had got some lower animal for dissection. And although I was not involved as such, but I was just watching what is there. And actually, when somebody sees a lower animal being dissected, most of the structures are same. Like, for example, we see the same kind of muscle over here, same kind of this thing. But the structures are same doesn't mean that if we immediately speculate and link, okay, that means we have appeared from there. Okay, there may be some similarity. Okay, like for example, we have these different cars of Maruti. We have Maruti 800, Maruti 1000, and Maruti STM and all such things. Okay, but that doesn't mean that Maruti 800 after running on the road has become automatically STM. Okay, somebody who has again created a STM, again somebody has created Maruti gets, it's not that automatically it happens. There may be similarity. If you see, keep all the Maruti vehicles in a line, you'll definitely find a similarity. But that doesn't mean that they keep on evolving. So Radhanath Maharaj in his lecture, he was talking about how the ocean, incarnation does the pastime, and Matsya Avatar, he took all the living beings on a boat, and took them at a safe place. Kurma Avatar was involved in the churning of the ocean. Varaha Avatar also went to the ocean and lifted up the earth. Narsimha Avatar, Maharaj was talking that Prahlad was thrown in the ocean and Narsimha went there and saved him. And Vamanadev, when he expanded his leg, he broke the wall of the universe from where the water of the ocean came inside, in which Lord Vishnu resides, and that's how Ganga came in. And Parshuram, he went to the ocean and he requested for some land. And he threw his axe, and that's how ocean went back. And that land is called as the Konkan. That's how in Konkan, if you go near Chipalun, you find this nice deity of Parshuram is there. And therefore, any point of time, whenever you have to go to Konkan, you go down through the ghat, and you have to go down a hill, and then Konkan starts. Because that was originally the ocean's land, and ocean went back on the request of Parshuram. And about Ram, we know that how he crossed the ocean, he did tapasya. About all these incarnations, once Radhanath Maharaj had given more class, and the heading of that class, which is available in the library, is Six Demons of the Mind. A very nice class given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, where he had talked about the story of Jay and Vijay, and how Jay and Vijay fell down from Vaikuntha, and they appeared, both of them together appeared in three ages. So it's six demons. And Radhanath Maharaj had made a nice comparison of these six demons with the six anarthas in our heart. So he started with Hiranyaksha, who represents greed, greed in the heart. He said Hiranyaksha was so greedy that he not only got all the gold of this planet, but went to other planets and got gold. So much gold was there brought on the earth that earth lost its balance and fell at the bottom of this great ocean. And we in our life also sometimes we see so much of greed is there. In materialistic people still we, because we are practicing this devotional service, we are chanting, we are hearing Bhagavat Katha, we try to control greed. But materialistic people, there is no end to greed. Sometimes because of this, Prabhupada says that because of greed, we have become lower than animals. You know, animals, Prabhupada in the Upadeshamrut gives an example that if you keep some bag of grains, a sparrow will come and just take whatever it needs. But the man will come and will take away the whole bag of grains. Once one man wanted to go to stay in a hotel and he had a small dog with him. And he wrote a letter to the hotel manager. He said, actually, I want to come to stay in your hotel. Can you allow my dog to stay in the hotel with me? And I vouch for my dog that it will not create any disturbance. And there was a very nice reply given by the hotel manager to this man. The hotel manager said, we have no problem of dog staying in our hotel, because a dog never becomes overdrunk and destroys the furniture. A dog never steals the towels of our hotel. The dog never spoils the bed sheet or never vomits in any of the rooms of the hotels. So we welcome your dog to our hotel, and if your dog can vouch for you, you can also come and stay. That's how, you know, we have become lower than dogs. There is a nice story in Chaitanya Charitamrita about how one person overcame greed. When Lord Chaitanya used to go for yatras, he used to tell all the devotees that nobody should carry any money. And following his order, the devotees never used to carry any money. And once Lord Chaitanya was doing Sankirtan and he went ahead. And then all the devotees were left behind and he felt thirsty. When he felt thirsty, he saw one boy who was carrying a pot of buttermilk. And Lord Chaitanya requested him for the buttermilk and he drank the buttermilk. And after that, Lord Chaitanya told him that, see, I don't have any money, but maybe my followers who are doing Sankirtan are behind me. They will be just coming here. You can take some money from them. And the boy sat there, and after some time, Lord Chaitanya's followers, his parshads, they came there. And the boy told them, they asked the boy, did you see a sannyasi? He said, yeah, he went by this road, and he drank my buttermilk. And he told that money I should collect from you. You know, all devotees, they were like, they said, no, actually, we don't have anything with us. And that boy said, no, I anyways don't want. I felt so satisfied when he accepted my buttermilk. Actually, that's what the relation of the soul and Krishna is. That boy was not knowing at that point that he is the Supreme Lord. Still, he served him and felt satisfied. The boy was sitting there in absolute satisfaction. He said, only because he told me I am sitting here. Actually, I don't want anything. You can go. And please tell my thanks to your sannyasi for accepting this milk, buttermilk. And then that boy watched all those devotees doing kirtan and he was so delighted. And then the time came for him to go back. So he tried to pick up this pot of buttermilk. And that buttermilk was full of gold and was full of diamonds and rubies. And what did the boy do? What did he do next is something which we have to learn. He left that pot there only because he realized that was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he ran behind him. At least if I would have been there, I would have picked it up. I would have said, thank you, Krishna. It's Krishna's arrangement, you know. Devotees have this word, Krishna's arrangement, to fit in everything we want. So okay, anyways, I needed it. Thank you. He left it. He didn't even care. Otherwise, you know, what we do normally is at least we keep it in a safer place. You know, so that, okay, I'll meet him and come and I'll take him. Now to share with you my own experience of greed, there was one drama in which I was acting as Lord Chaitanya. Now with all this greed in the heart, it's so difficult to act. And the scene was of Chidadai festival. And Nikunja Bihari Prabhu's wife, Radharani Priya Mataji, had prepared a nice Chidadai. And I, before acting, I always see to it that everything is in place. So I tasted it a little bit. Because I wanted to see the consistency so that on stage it should not happen that it falls on me or on the dress. So I tasted it and it was absolute nectar. In that thing also, in between a drama, I went out and I told assistant, see, after this is over, keep this pot below the staircase. After my role is over, I'll come and have it. And whole drama was over, and in between the scenes, I came out and that devotee told me it's kept there. He showed me. I looked at it. Okay, it's there. Whole drama was over. I changed and I came back and I saw that the pot had disappeared. Because devotees, prasad, you know, we cannot guarantee unless you have it on time. So this boy was not like me. He ran behind Lord Chaitanya. That's the difference between us and these great souls. And then he saw Lord Chaitanya was sitting on a nice platform. And he went there and he offered obeisances. He said, I don't want those rubies and diamonds. You give me the real diamond, the real wealth. And then Lord Chaitanya told him, you chant with me, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Radhanath Maharaj told that then this boy went back to his village and induced everybody to chant. That's the real wealth. If you would have just be satisfied with those rubies and diamonds, you would have gone and become a rich person, but would have never got the wealth of Krishna consciousness. Maharaj was telling that Hiranyaksha had this greed and Varahadev came and killed Hiranyaksha. Same way the holy name can act as Varahadev to kill this greed which is there in our heart. Next, the Jai Vijay, out of which the other person came as Hiranyakashipu at the same time. And he was so proud. So he represents the false pride. So Hiranyaksha represents greed and Hiranyakashipu represents false pride. And Maharaj was telling that how the way Narsimhadev, he tricked Hiranyakashipu and killed him, same way the holy name is the one which can kill our false pride. Again, in the next yuga, that is Treta Yuga, Jay and Vijay, they came as Kumbhakarna and Ravana. Kumbhakarna represents Maya. We say Kama, Krodha, Madha, Moha, Maya, Matsar. This Maya, illusion, is represented by Kumbhakarna, a tendency to sleep, ignorance, okay, just to be oblivious to the whole world. And because of this ignorance which is there in our heart, we are staying comfortably in this world. We are trying to enjoy the pleasures of this world. There was one boy who used to be playing in the courtyard, and there was one old lady staying close by. She called that boy. She said, "You want to eat walnut?" And the boy said, "Yeah, I would like to." And then she gave him walnut. He liked. Next day again she called. "You want to eat walnut?" He said, "Yeah, yeah." Again gave a walnut. The boy was so happy. After 4 or 5 days, the lady told him that, "See, if you want walnut, you can come here every day. Because I don't have teeth, so I cannot eat. That's why I give this walnut to you." After 10 days, the boy started thinking that if she doesn't have teeth, why she is buying walnuts? So he goes to her, and after he receives that walnut, he keeps the walnut in the hand. He said, "I wanted to ask you one question, that if you cannot chew a walnut, why do you buy the walnut?" She said, "Actually, I cannot chew a walnut, but always I can lick the chocolate which is around the walnut." So what was happening is, she was eating all the chocolate and keeping the walnut. And then the boy had the walnut in the hand, and he could never eat walnut after that throughout his life. So the essence is, he didn't have knowledge from how this walnut is coming from and where it is coming from. The moment he went into knowledge, he stopped it. We are in illusion. So we keep on eating anything, we keep on seeing anything, we keep on watching anything, doing anything, and getting tricked by Maya, who is like that grandmother. So we have to come to knowledge. And once we come to knowledge, we will never get tricked. Do you think that boy can again eat a walnut again? No. And that's what Yamunacharya says, that whenever I think, I spit. That's what happened to this boy. Whenever he thought of walnut again, he used to spit. No more walnuts in life. And even if sometimes, you know, we do some things which are not Krishna conscious, we feel that, okay, nobody is seeing it. But ultimately, we have to pay. Huh? Like, for example, one man had a worker, kind of person with very low IQ. And he told him to post a letter. And he told him, "Okay, put a stamp and post." Because he didn't have stamp. He said, "Buy a stamp, put it on the letter and then post it." And then that person came back. He said, "Did you post?" He said, "Yes, I posted." "Did you put a stamp on it? Did you purchase a stamp and you buy?" He said, "No, I didn't purchase a stamp and put it in the letter box." He said, "Why?" He said, "See, actually when I went to the letter box, nobody was around. Nobody was seeing. So I immediately put it inside. So nobody knows that I have put it." You know, such kind of thought process. Okay, nobody knows. Nobody sees. Ultimately, Krishna is there in the heart, watching us. Ravana represents Kama. Kama in the heart, the lust. That's how he had so many wives. But again, just hearing the description of Sita. He had not even seen Sita. Just hearing the description, he got attracted. That is how a person is susceptible to lust. So much lust is there in the heart that only small description also is enough. When I remember in the college days, when you used to just, because so much of anarthas were there and are there still, even we used to hear about some movie that, okay, then we used to go and see. Something like Ravana, you know, just hearing and immediately going there. And Radhanath Maharaj gave a very nice analogy that time. Again, also we have heard many times from him, that Ravana's one head was cut and all the monkeys started dancing. Okay, Ravana is dead, and again the other head came up. So sometimes Maharaj said that one head of lust is cut. Sometimes we feel that we have become lust free and we start dancing like those monkeys, but again the other head comes up. Again the other. And ultimately, Ram had to hit at the root of Ravana in the abdomen. And that's how the lust, this lust has to be removed from the root, Maharaj was saying. And that's how the holy name, who is there appearing in the form of Ram, or Ram appearing in the form of the holy name, can destroy this lust. Like the way he killed Kumbhakarna, the way he killed Ravana, he can kill the lust and illusion in the heart. About Kama, just recently, last month, we had some newspaper, the news was coming. We feel that those people who are involved in lust are happy, but no. There was a news in the newspaper that some model had committed suicide. Viveka something name was there, and I never knew that. And when I read the news, she was the one who was acting in all those advertisements of whoever stimulating illicit sex. And her posters used to be there everywhere, and people used to get agitated, and she never was happy. And people used to feel that if they become like her or enjoy with her, they may become happy. And she committed suicide last month. There is one story of a man who was a medical representative and had gone to stay in a hotel. And you know, all these people who are moving from one city to other, they normally their budget is very low. So he went to a hotel and he said, he went there and he told the hotel manager that actually I just need hotel from 11 to 5, 5 o'clock I'll get up and go. He said, but I don't have a room. He said, you just adjust something. Okay, he said, see, I have a twin sharing room. There is one female who is staying in the other half of the room and she is going to get up at 6. So what you can do is you stay in the other half and you can nicely stay there and get up at 5, as you said, and go off. And then that person went there. In the midnight, he came running out and he woke up the manager and he said, told him that that female is dead. That's a dead body of a female. The manager just asked him, why did you go there to see? And that there was this thought-provoking stories, this book was, which I was reading. And there the moral they gave that actually he should have gone, he could have just slept there and gone. But because there is lust, he was told that, okay, there is a female in there. He went to see there just to realize that that was a dead body of a female. Because of lust, people act in such a way. Then in the next yuga, in the Dwapar Yuga, both of them appeared as Shishupal and Dantavakra. Shishupal represents Dvesha, where so much of envy he had, and Dantavakra represents Krodha. When Shishupal was killed, he was so angry, but the Lord just threw his mace and killed him. So Maharaj was telling that again both of them came as Jagai Madhai. And this pastime was shared by Vrajvihari Prabhu on Balaram Jayanti from this same lecture with the same reference he had given. He said that again Jagai Madhai, they came as Jagai Madhai, and the Ram and Lakshman came as Chaitanya and Nityananda. And again Ravan hit Lakshman, that is Madhai, he hit Nityananda Prabhu. And that time, when Ravan had hit Lakshman, when Lakshman was brought back to consciousness after that Sanjeevani Bhuti, the first thing he said after getting up, he said, just kill this rascal. Just kill this Ravana. Same incident happens in Kali Yuga. The same Ravan as Madhai hits Lakshman as Nityananda Prabhu. And Lakshman and Nityananda Prabhu says, don't kill him. Because in this incarnation, we have come to kill the demoniac propensity. We have been killing them throughout. So Maharaj was telling that all these six demons come to lie in the heart, but the Lord has potential to kill. And this incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't use any arrows. He has incarnated as the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. To end the class, I would just like to tell you the story on Krodha, which was shared with all of us by Srinathji Prabhu long back in a Sunday feast. So he was talking about this King Alexander. And Alexander, when he left from Greek, he was told by his guru that just when you go to India, try to get some spiritual advice. And Alexander, he reached in one of the holy places. If I guess it correct, Prabhuji had told it Mathura. And then he stands outside a kutir of a sadhu and he sends a message that tell that sadhu that the great king Alexander has come. And the sadhu sends back the message that tell him to wait. After 1 hour, again Alexander sends a message and the messenger comes back and says tell him to wait. Again after 1 hour, then the Alexander gate crashes into the kutir and he says to that sadhu, the first line he says to the sadhu, do you know who I am? And the sadhu just coolly replies, you are the servant of my servant. For Alexander, that was a shock of his life. Somebody saying that you are servant of my servant. He said, but still his guru had told him that don't be angry. Just get some advice from them. He said, can you explain this? And the sadhu just said one line. He said that this anger is my servant and you are servant of anger. That's how you are servant of my servant. Okay? Hare Krishna. I'll not take any questions because I have to. Hari Bol.